In CI News this week, Health Secretary Wes Streeting is urged to abandon plans for a puberty blocker trial for children. Northern Ireland's Education Minister emphasises that a recent Supreme Court ruling will not impact the Christian ethos of schools. And Shine Jesus Shine is revealed as Britain's favourite school hymn. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 28th of November. I'm Joanna Tim. Health Secretary Wes Streeting is being strongly urged to abandon plans for a puberty blocker trial for children. King's College London, which is leading the study, intends to recruit approximately 226 gender-confused children for the two-year drugs experiment. The upper age for the trial is 15 years and 11 months. Some children under the age of 11 could take part. The government-funded trial, which is said to be costing the taxpayer £11 million, is expected to run for 5.5 years. The Bayswater Support Group, which represents over 650 parents of gender-confused children, described it as a profound betrayal of children by the NHS. Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch called the trial activist ideology masquerading as research. Tavistock whistleblower Dr. David Bell dismissed it as neither safe nor meaningful, and Express columnist Carol Malone accused the government of conducting a grotesque experiment. NHS England, Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland's Health and Social Care have all stopped routinely prescribing the experimental drugs for new child patients. Northern Ireland's Education Minister has emphasised that a recent Supreme Court ruling will not impact the Christian ethos of schools. Paul Given announced that he will issue guidance in the coming weeks after the court stated that Christian content in religious education and assemblies must be objective and pluralistic. He highlighted that this does not change schools' legal obligation to continue providing religious education and collective worship. The minister noted that historically and today, Christianity is the main religion in Northern Ireland. Furthermore, the court has explained that it is within the department's margin of appreciation in planning and setting the curriculum for the greater part of religious education to focus on knowledge of Christianity. Holyrood has rushed through debates on scores of amendments to Liam McCarthy's assisted suicide bill as it advanced to its final stage. The Health, Social Care and Sport Committee considered 103 amendments on its last day of scrutinising the bill. Overall, members voted against 138 amendments across just four sittings. The bill now proceeds to stage three, where MSPs can debate further amendments before holding a final vote on the legislation. The committee continued to reject key safeguards for hospices, and Jackie Bailey MSP warned the bill allows young people to be pressured into assisted suicide.
The current definition brings into scope young people who potentially have years of stable life left to live, and that goes against the stated intention of the bill that it should be reserved for those at end of life. An example that I would give the committee would be a young person with complex Duchenne muscular dystrophy, where medical advances can delay an ultimately inevitable death for years or even for decades.
And finally, BBC viewers have chosen Graham Kendrick's hymn Shine Jesus Shine as their all-time school assembly favourite. Announcing the winner at the Big School Assembly sing-along, presenter Alla Jones hailed the 1987 composition as a hymn of hope. Other well-known hymns in the Songs of Praise Top 20 School Songs included All Things Bright and Beautiful, O Jesus I Have Promised, He Who Would Valiant Be, and We Plough the Fields and Scatter. In a previous interview, Kendrick described the song as a prayer for revival, one intended to reflect God's desire for us to live continually in His presence, alongside the recognition that we cannot do so without clean hands and a pure heart. Before we go, it is with great sadness that we announce that our chairman, Reverend Dr. Richard Turnbull, has died. He was called home to the Lord after a short battle with cancer. He was 65. Richard was a father, minister and author who joined the Christian Institute as a trustee in 2017 and became chairman in 2021. He often spoke of his love for the staff and routinely taught them and prayed with them and for them. The Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, paid tribute. In these last weeks, his testimony and that of his dear wife, Caroline, has been one of full assurance in the great and precious promises of God in Christ. The reality of their relationship with our risen Saviour has shone through. God grant that we would all face death with such faith. Richard is survived by his wife Caroline, their four adult children, and his father, Alan. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.